Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG in health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela Partnership, Emmy Strongim Sindown Naman Australia na PNG.
From International Women's Day on March 8th to National Women's Day on March 24th, the month of March is a time to champion the power of women's voices and drive positive changes. I'm your host, Greg Avira, and welcome to the March edition of AHC On Air. This year's International Women's Day theme is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress, or Simply Count Air In. The 2024 theme highlights how investing in women can accelerate progress in all areas of society, including prosperous economies, gender equality, and a healthy planet. Gender inequality is a key global challenge and compounds the most pressing societal and economic challenges. No country can meet its potential without ensuring all its people have every opportunity to reach their full potential. Women and girls in all their diversity must be counted in. Although achieving gender equality is crucial to ensuring women's and girls' human rights and accelerating progress across all aspects of life, global spending on gender equality measures remains alarmingly low. Our first guest on the show is the Australian High Commission's Gender Advisor, Kate Butcher. Kate, can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Kate Butcher. I'm working here at the High Com as Gender Advisor, and I've been working in that capacity for over 15 years, supporting Australian investments across their portfolio to promote gender equality.
In your time as Gender Advisor here in Papua New Guinea, what have you learnt about the promotion of gender equality here in the country?
Thanks for that question. I think I would say, in summary, there are three really important conditions for gender equality or progressing the issue of gender equality. The first one is raising public visibility for the issue, raising public visibility of how women are experiencing inequality, both socially, economically, and politically, and the impact that that inequality has on the development of a country. The impact it has on stability, economic progress and prosperity, and security. We've got a long way to go in PNG, but I think there's evidence that this is slowly happening. There's a huge amount of activism of human rights defender groups raising issues of women's rights across the country. And you can see the evidence of this visibility in the fact that the Parliamentary Committee for Gender-Based Violence and Women's Empowerment has gone from a temporary body to a permanent body. You can see there's a commitment in the MTDP4 to enhancing women's economic empowerment. So I think there is evidence that although it's slow, visibility is occurring. When you've garnered the interest and around the importance of inequality to a country's progress, the next step obviously is identifying what you're going to do about it. So identifying ways forward. And again, I think the positive signs here in PNG are that after a 15-year gap, we have now in progress a new CEDAW report. So that's the Convention on Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. It's a really positive move. We have work in progress to revise the gender policy, which has been out of date now for 9 years. So we've got a refreshed and a new women and girls' rights policy. We've got a gender-based violence secretariat, which is already gaining attention, trying to bring together the disparate bodies that are looking at gender-based violence, which of course is an enormous issue in PNG. One of the things I have learnt, which I think is critical to all of our endeavours to promote gender equality, is the importance here in PNG of working collectively, of not just women's networks, that's super important, but also of involving men in the drive to achieve gender equality. If we have an equitable country, everybody benefits, it's not just women. And I think we really need to acknowledge that here in PNG, people don't operate as individuals. Men and women operate as part of a community, and it's important that we recognise that. And finally, the third component is we've worked out what needs to be done, we've raised the visibility, we've said these are the ways that we can move forward, and happily, this year's International Women's Day theme is investment, investing in women, and it's quite clear that once we have a new gender policy, it'll be followed by an implementation plan that will need a budget. We've got some money coming into the GBV Secretariat, which is fabulous, but we need far greater attention, perhaps to gender responsive budgeting that starts to help us recognise what is the cost of equitable development.
You're listening to AHC On Air. We will take a short break, and when we come back, we speak to leading women in PNG's information and communication technology sector who have received technical support and capacity building through Australian investments and are excelling in their careers.
This pela and one pela big pela talk survey igolongol man Mary. CKSF ikalap igolongol nara pela peles Long Highlands na emken kilimol peak bilong yumi suppose yumi no walking one pela something now. Noken karim peak long one pela hap igolong nara pela. Noken karim peak meet long walkabout bilong you na banisim all peak bilong you. Puti malong all peak na ringim nakya long 1801332 o talk survey longol walkman long place bilong you suppose peaky sick o indai.
Tokarai tikam na National Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Authority.
The Australia and PNG partnership is highly valued here in PNG.
As the largest donor to the PNG health sector, Australia's support focuses on improving health security and maternal and child health outcomes, and overall helps with PNG's national health plan.
These are some of the benefits of getting a scholarship and coming back and thinking outside of your normal thinking.
Being an Australia alumni awardee, it is to contribute to PNG's development whilst maintaining connection with Australia. We also need to look within and embrace what is the wealth within in PNG.
This phase of exploration, ideas and explosion of thought and creativity, we just need to continue encouraging it.
PNG is a country and economy of such great potential. You know, one of the fastest growing populations, but we've also got a very, very young population.
Supporting women and girls to participate fully in political, economic and social life is important for both Australia and Papua New Guinea.
Rugby league is a huge part of building that relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea. When the Australians travel into Papua New Guinea, you just see how much excitement is in the people's eyes.
We have to interact with other cultures, we have to build relationships with other countries.
These partnerships help grow industries where you will have impact, you will have sustainability.
We have always been stronger together, and the COVID-19 pandemic is no different. We are working together to respond to the COVID-19 crisis in PNG. We will continue to support testing and surveillance and continue to work with the PNG government to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines will help us prevent illness and deaths and support economic recovery from the effects of the pandemic. We are neighbours, we are partners in health and so many other areas. We have a long history of being there for each other in tough times.
Australia will continue to stand with PNG as PNG stands with us.
Australia's support focuses on improving health security and combating other diseases like TB, HIV, malaria, and improving maternal and child health. Opening the Mabuda One Health Centre in South Fly and supporting better TB screening and more effective treatment has been a great success story. Another major joint project for PNG in Australia is the redevelopment of the Engau Memorial Hospital, supporting the refurbishment of the birthing suite. We are supporting communities in PNG and continue to work with the PNG's National Health Plan.
Thank you for staying with us on AHC On Air. Before the break, we spoke to gender advisor Kate Butcher as she shared with us how gender equality is being promoted and how it is progressing in the country, while also highlighting that investing in women and girls is not only the right thing to do, but also the smart thing to do. Gender equality underpins the Papua New Guinea-Australia partnership in development assistance, diplomacy, trade, humanitarian action, and security efforts. The PNG Women Lead Program is at the heart of this work. The $55 million five-year partnership focuses on supporting locally led approaches and partnerships with the PNG government, including the Department for Community Development, Youth and Religion, and with local organizations delivering critical family and sexual violence services, women human rights defenders, support for women and leadership, and supporting women in business. Some of the local partners that the program supports include Equal Playing Field, Family PNG, Belize, Nazareth Center for Rehabilitation in Bougainville, Business Council for Women, and The Voice for Change in Jiwaka. Australia's PNG Women Lead Program supports the government of Papua New Guinea through the Department for Community Development, Youth and Religion to develop a new national policy on gender equality and women's empowerment in development, and the PNG's report on the United Nations Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women by the end of 2024. These are important accountability mechanisms that will set out intentions at the highest levels. Gender equality is also a priority in the ICT sector. Through the Economic and Social Improvement Program, or ESIP, the Australian government works closely with the government of Papua New Guinea to provide technical support for inclusive technology, infrastructure, and policy development through mentoring and support in the information, communication, and technology sector, particularly with the DICT and NICTA. Joining us now are leading national women in the ICT space who share their experiences and contributions in their field, and they share their thoughts on gender equality. First up, we have Lillian Smith from the Department of ICT. Can you introduce yourself and tell us about your role here at the department?
My name is Lillian Smith. I've been with the department for exactly 2 years now. I work as a manager data governance. I basically take lead on the governance side of the SD project, the Secure Data Exchange project we are working on now, building up a platform for all government agencies to exchange data. So on the governance side of that project, I'm taking lead on that, creating policies, procedures, legislations, and all these things. So that's my role here.
How do you see your contribution and support to digital transformation and advances in telecommunications?
For my contribution, like digital transformation is a new agenda for the government and the public sector as well. And for me as a manager in the data governance, like the contribution I will make in this digital transformation journey is to create and establish a robust data governance framework, ensuring there's data security and privacy, and enabling data-driven decisions making, optimizing telecommunication infrastructure, that's through the security of data when data is exchanged and services run on those infrastructure, and advocating for inclusiveness and diversity equality. So this is like how the areas will contribute in this digital transformation journey.
More organizations are adopting and implementing gender equality and social inclusion policies. Can you tell us why you think it is important for workplaces to have such policies in place?
Like in PNG, where there's a multicultural society, you know, we, some come from the matrimonial society, some from the patrimonial society, so, you know, different norms and ways of living. So through this gender policy, I see that it promotes diversity and inclusiveness and ensuring equal opportunities. So this gives an avenue where women are more empowered to carry out job and, you know, flexibility, a working environment that is conducive despite your cultural backgrounds and all this. So I see that it's been very effective in some of the workplaces. So it's given like opportunities for females to go into areas where in the past we only have males working. So it's very good, seeing some success on the gender policies.
What would you say to women and girls who are interested in working in science and technology or STEM field in Papua New Guinea?
It's a bit challenging, like working in that technological space, but you got to believe in yourself that, oh, I can just go and work in a male-dominated area, you know, fixing PCs or carrying computers around or using tools around. So this is like how you believe in yourself and embrace your passion that will make you go into those male-dominated areas.
Thank you for your time, Lillian. We'll take another quick break and we'll be back for more of AHC On Air.
The Australia and PNG partnership is highly valued here in PNG.
As the largest donor to the PNG health sector, Australia's support focuses on improving health security and maternal and child health outcomes, and overall helps with PNG's national health plan.
These are some of the benefits of getting a scholarship and coming back and thinking outside of your normal thinking.
Being an Australia alumni awardee, it is to contribute to PNG's development whilst maintaining connection with Australia. We also need to look within and embrace what is the wealth within in PNG.
This phase of exploration, ideas and explosion of thought and creativity, we just need to continue encouraging it.
PNG is a country and economy of such great potential. You know, one of the fastest growing populations, but we've also got a very, very young population.
Supporting women and girls to participate fully in political, economic and social life is important for both Australia and Papua New Guinea.
Rugby league is a huge part of building that relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea. When the Australians travel into Papua New Guinea, you just see how much excitement is in the people's eyes.
We have to interact with other cultures, we have to build relationships with other countries.
These partnerships help grow industries where you will have impact, you will have sustainability.
We have always been stronger together, and the COVID-19 pandemic is no different. We are working together to respond to the COVID-19 crisis in PNG. We will continue to support testing and surveillance and continue to work with the PNG government to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines will help us prevent illness and deaths and support economic recovery from the effects of the pandemic. We are neighbors, we are partners in health and so many other areas. We have a long history of being there for each other in tough times.
Australia will continue to stand with PNG as PNG stands with us.
Being an Australia alumni awardee, it is to contribute to PNG's development whilst maintaining connection with Australia. we also need to look within and embrace what is the wealth within in PNG. This is a message I always say, that you don't have to look outside of Papua New Guinea. There's a lot in which we can show the world, we can portray the world that this is Papua New Guinea.
Thank you for staying with us on AHC On Air. This month, we are celebrating women and have had two major celebrations for International Women's Day and the PNG National Women's Day. Just before the break, we spoke to Lillian Smith about their role at DICT and being a leading woman in the digital space. Joining us now is Lisa Marie Warike, the Acting Manager for Digital Infrastructure and Shared Services, also at the Department of ICT. Lisa Marie, can you tell us about what you enjoy working in this field?
What I enjoyed about working in cloud with cloud technology is basically it's the innovation. It takes you to a next step of what your mind can take you to. I have seen a lot of transformation in terms of digital transformation, what people think that they cannot do physically. Technology has taken them through that next step in terms of driving those ideas into digitalization.
More organizations are adopting and implementing gender equality and social inclusion policies. Can you tell us why you think it is important for workplaces to have such policies in place?
Gender equality and social inclusion is one of the priority areas that have been driven in most of the agencies nowadays, and I'm a strong advocate more on GESI, because within my team I have a total of 6 members. I have gender equal across, there's 3 male and 3 females. I as much as possible encourage that a working relationship is not it's spread across between male and female, and I encourage male working with female in addressing certain issues.
Thank you for your time, Lisa Marie. We will now speak to Michelle Ikum from the National ICT Authority, or NICTA. Michelle, could you briefly introduce yourself?
My name is Michelle, and I'm a communications engineer. Here in NICTA, I work in the Engineering and Resource Planning Department, under the resource planning section. In the resource planning section, we have 3 branches. We have the spectrum planning, broadcast planning, and the networks and numbering planning. So my role here in NICTA is as the numbering engineer, is to ensure that PNG National Numbering Plan is implemented according to well-recognized standards and best practices, and also meeting the requirements of the PNG ICT policies and regulations. I oversee the planning and allocation of numbering resources in the country.
What would you say to women and girls who are interested in working in science and technology or STEM field in Papua New Guinea?
So I've been an advocate in the ITU Girls in ICT initiative, which is adopted by NICTA, ever since every now and then when I have the opportunity to talk to girls, I always encourage them to pursue their interests. And if it's anything in the space of STEM, if I can do it, anyone can do it too.
More organizations are adopting and implementing the gender equality and social inclusion policy. Why do you think it is important for workplaces to have such policies in place?
In PNG, the big man and boss man culture is deeply rooted in most individuals' DNA. And the gender equality and social inclusion policy will provide no room for bias and stereotype treatment towards women in a modern work environment.
This year's International Women's Day theme is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. In your view, what are some ways we can have more positive investments in our women and girls, not only in the workplace, but in general for their betterment going forward?
Generally, girls eventually become women. So positive investments, that's it for parents, guardians, families, and the community influence the most part of any individual's circumstances and the choices that they make in life. So if we have a positive impact on any individual at the early age, it actually drives them to, you know, contribute meaningfully back to society.
Thank you, Michelle. Our final guest for the show is DICT Senior Data Officer, Nancy Kanasa. Nancy, can you tell us what are some of the benefits you gain from support or training provided through Australia's Economic and Social Infrastructure Program? And how has this helped you in your career?
I have worked alongside some of great, you know, policy advisors through HISIP, and Judith was one of them, and she's a policy advisor, and she supports us through the policy development initiative and help develop, like me personally, from my capacity into coming into the field of policy. I've learned a lot from her, yeah.
This year's International Women's Day theme is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. In your view, what are some ways we can have more positive investments in our women and girls, not only in the workplace, but in general for their betterment going forward?
Having more women leaders or role models to go out into communities to do awareness, using their own stories to motivate women and girls and provide free skills development program at community levels.
What would you say to women and girls who are interested in working in science and technology or STEM field in Papua New Guinea?
For a mother, myself, I have a daughter, and the very first thing I always tell her, like, she would always wanted to be a pediatricianist or a nurse, and which is part of a STEM field, and I would always say be disciplined. And it always starts with you as a person. Embrace your passion and curiosity. Be persistent. Seek opportunities for learning and growth. You never know, your journey will inspire others to follow your footsteps.
That interview with DICT Senior Data Officer Nancy Kanasa concluding this month's episode of AHC On Air. Be sure to join us next month for another edition. If you would like to listen to past episodes of AHC On Air, please visit the Australian High Commission Facebook page for links to our podcast. Until then, I'm your host, Gregor Vera, and it's bye for now.
Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG in health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela Partnership, EMI, StrongM, Sindown, Naman, Australia, and PNG.
This is an important public announcement. ASF has spread to other parts of the Highlands and will continue to kill our pigs if we do not act now. Help stop ASF by stop moving live pigs between provinces, stop carrying pig meat when you travel, and keep your pigs enclosed in fences or pens. Look out for your pigs being unwell and call Nakia on 1801332 or your local authorities to report sick or dead pigs.
Authorised by the National Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Authority.
Rugby league is a huge part of building that relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea. There's a powerful message that comes, especially into the Prime Minister's game. When the Australians travel into Papua New Guinea, you just see how much excitement is in the people's eyes. The NRL and rugby league in general, you know, when kids come over here to play for a rugby league side, it's not just their family that supports the team in the competition, it's the whole community of Papua New Guinea.